Rural Focus.
Well, I don't think this bloke really needs an introduction, but I'm going to give him one anyway. The chief scientist at the CSIRO and, of course, the lead on the National GRDC Long Coleoptile Wheat Project, Greg Rubetsky. Welcome to the Rural Focus program, mate.
Thanks, Troy. Welcome to the growers.
Yes. Of course, some dry sitting underway here around WA at the moment, mate. And you wanted to chat this morning because you've got some important info for the growers relating to some length classifications here.
Yes, part of the new GRDC project, a key message will be a standardisation across the different wheat varieties in terms of their coleoptile lengths and how those categories will really give growers a bit more confidence in sowing depth. And currently there are no real classifications, and so we're looking at the wide spanning of the current commercial varieties and varieties into the future around some key categories. And so we're thinking of a short category class, varieties like Scepter and Vixen, coleoptiles up to 70 millimetres. And so sowing depths, certainly no more than 70 millimetres. Your medium class, varieties like Valiant and Mace, coleoptiles up to 85 millimetres and certainly no deeper than 80 millimetres when sowing. Then we have our midlongs, which are our Calibers, Magentas, our Yit Peas, our Duels. Coleoptiles of between 85 and 100 millimetres and certainly no deeper than 100 millimetres when sowing. And then we have our deeps, and they're our longs, I'm sorry. They're our bales and our halberds, and they can have coleoptiles in excess of 100 up to 100, 120 millimetres. So they can go a bit deeper.
Yeah, right.
But again, we don't recommend growers sow deep unless they have to. If they've got that surface moisture, which many of them don't have this year, then you always sow shallow because it's important you get good establishment, good emergence, very quick emergence if you've got moisture in that top soil. In a year like this year where moisture is at depth, if we do have the capacity for deep sowing, we have those longer coleoptile genetics, let's get our seed into that moisture and let's get that seed germinating and emerging so that we can begin building biomass, building dry matter for the season. It's about timely germination and getting that crop away. And I think with the new classification, which we're just confirming with industry, is suitable. I think that will give growers a real hands-on as to what their varieties have the capacity to do when targeting various sowing depths.
Are you hearing that WA farmers are sitting the long coleoptile wheat?
They're still coming through the breeding programs. Yep. There's a couple of varieties there now, and we certainly have some good midlongs out there. We have the old Magentas and the Yit Peas, and then we've got Cutlass, and we've got Calibre. They're definitely midlongs. We can scratch them a bit deeper. And again, if you've got moisture at depth and you've got those longer coleoptile genetics, try and get those in a bit deeper so you can take advantage of the moisture. Avoid dry sowing where you can, but if you have no option, you've got to get that seed in. You've got a big program. Get that seed in and then just pray for that rain to come.
Have you got any tips for, say, considering deep sowing this season?
Yeah, there's some keys that we need to be mindful of. I think, and these are part of the GRDC investment on this project, where growers have, make sure you do get a good understanding of your seeds, the quality of your seed source. What is the germination percentage? What is the seed vigor? That's really important. Where you have large seed, grade it and preferably sow deep. When you're emerging from depth, a large seed's important because the seed's got to provide the energy for the coleoptile to elongate through the soil while also providing the energy for the root growth. So large, good quality seed is absolutely critical. Seed dressings are really important, but be very mindful what those seed dressings, what effect they can have on coleoptile length and establishment. So as always, make sure when you're applying seed dressings to read the label and understand what impact that seed dressing can have. Triazoles, we know, can impact on reduction in coleoptile length, so that's absolutely critical. Be mindful of preems and the effect herbicides can have on shortening up of the coleoptile, and be mindful of factors like soil temperature. High soil temperatures can reduce coleoptile length, so particularly in that northern wheat belt, be mindful about soil temperatures and how that might impact how deep you go. The other really important thing we're learning with this project is just how important sowing depth is, and knowing what sowing depth is in terms of the distance between the seed, the bottom of the furrow, and the soil surface. That is our target sowing depth. But on some soils, some of our lighter soils, we do run the risk of furrow infill, and that can add another 1 or 2 centimetres. So what we thought was the effective sowing depth actually increases if we have risk of furrow infill. So be mindful, particularly on those lighter textured soils, that we may have to increase a little bit more flexibility on debt to account for the washing or wind-blown movement of soil into the furrow to increase sowing depth. So there are our four or five key tips for this year. I'm hoping to build on those as part of the project as we go on. So when we talk next year, I'll have some more key tips for you, Troy.
Yeah, no, be handy for the farmers here in WA. Have you heard from any of the farmers here in WA with their dry seeding out at the moment, mate?
Yeah, I'm getting phone calls as they're sitting on their planters, you know, busy putting a lot of canola at the moment.
Yes.
But a lot of it and dry sowing, as you know, but the wheat won't be very far behind. So yeah, I'm hearing from the growers, they're asking me to pray for some rain for them. Fingers crossed we get some. But be mindful that the conditions we have this year are not atypical of WA. And so we've had dry starts before, and we're going to see them as being an increasingly more regular factor of our environment in future climates. And so getting around this thinking of making use of deep moisture, I think, has become a much more important part of our farming system, our planning for planting into the future.
And can the growers get all the information that you've just spoke about up at the GRDC website, mate?
They can. And also, if they look on Twitter, there's some videos there we put up there. So, yeah, my wife says I got a face for radio, but in this case, I had to put a video up for GRDC. So have a look on Twitter the GRDC site for details.
All right. Anything else before I let you get back to it this morning, mate?
No. All the best to the growers for the year, and I'm hoping for a very productive and profitable 2024. All the best to the farmers and WA.